Let's get this podcast started. Bryce Hall, welcome back to another episode.
Hi. I haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, welcome to the new set, dude. How do you like it?
It's kind of shit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's kind of small.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's more intimate, though.
Yeah.
You think versus last time?
No, I'm just kidding. You guys upgraded.
I wanted to share this with you guys real quick. Did you see Lana Rhodes' baby was on online for the first time? And I just saw the story go wild. So she posts. She's on a podcast. She has her kid with her finally. Comments out of pocket as fuck. Dude, I'm going to read you the first ones. Baby is every race, 62,000 likes. Bro started off life on max difficulty. Bro is a group project. Group project Lamau, our child. Bro is never going to win an argument.
That's just fucked.
That's just fucked.
That is so fucked.
I mean, honestly, what do you
expect?
Can
we go back to that picture, though? Why does it look like it's just like hanging there?
Yeah, you can't really.
That baby is just hanging.
Is there any chance it could be yours?
No chance.
Zero.
I used a condom. No, I'm kidding.
No, I pull out really well.
But do you think like that kid's life is gonna be that difficult?
Bad. I think he's gonna have a hard time.
I think in like 10 years, no one's gonna remember that Lana did porn.
No. But I think she's too
like who's
big.
Are you watching porn from 10 years ago? Right now.
But everyone knows the top porn stars like Brandy Love, right? No, not Brandy
but
Love.
But 10 years ago, what were the top porn stars?
Mia Malkova.
Okay, so kids probably start watching porn when they're like 14.
Well, now there's like
so
14
years ago. Well, who was the most popular porn star?
That was 2008.
I was like typing boobs wrong.
I was typing on Instagram.
So exactly. I don't think the kids are even gonna remember.
But until they find it, right?
Well, and also,
they'll probably find it. But
they find
like,
the old MacBook, 16 inch.
They'll
and like,
probably love it.
Yeah. but now there's like OnlyFans and stuff, so kids are like on OnlyFans content now instead of like Pornhub. Yeah,
everything's kind of porn now, bro. Like Instagram's literally porn.
True.
I just rather do porn.
Like Katie Sigman, I said this to her. She's like, I was like, oh yeah, we bought your OnlyFans for a research project, right? And I'm like, I literally saw this.
What?
Well, we did. We did it.
We bought it to research it first.
And then OnlyFans, and it was literally like the same thing on like her Instagram.
But she was posting a lot more than that.
You have to pay for the private shit.
That's where they get the money.
Yeah. It's like you're still paying for just more pictures that you'd already see on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then paying even more money if you want to see like, a vag.
Right. Let's talk about this. Biggest rapper in the world right now. Randomly making stupid memes with your ex-girlfriend. Have you seen that?
What?
Drake?
Yeah.
You didn't see what happened?
Oh, the fucking hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Dude, you know what? I don't think he made that. I think he saw that on Twitter. Someone was like, I think someone like tweeted him that picture. That's clearly like a meme that screenshotted and posted.
I don't think
he knew that was Addison.
Dude, he's so bussy bust, bro.
Is that his tongue or is that an edited tongue?
I think it's an edited tongue.
That's a city girl.
Yeah.
Because then look, there's like a little Hello Kitty thing in his hair. Yeah, like that's a meme that probably a fan made and then he just screenshot it, thought it was funny,
and
posted it.
Well, people were giving more light into like what the caption is. I can't make plans with you. I don't even know when I'm going to see sleep.
Damn.
How does that have anything to do with...
Yeah, I know. I don't get that. Like, where does that correlate to that photo, though?
But how does it have to do with anything with his ex-girlfriend?
Because that's her hand.
Yeah.
That's Addison's hand,
apparently. They did like all the TikToker... Detectives, like, yo, this is absent.
That's crazy that people put that together so fast.
Yeah.
And it's a weird meme.
Wait, so that's Addison's photo,
Addison's
Drake's
hand.
Face.
Addison's
oh.
Addison's hand. Mm-hmm. That's her hand.
Damn.
Who has enough time to figure that out? Could you tell that? If you were given 10 hands and you said, which one's Addison's hand, would you be able to tell?
No.
Right? Like, who has enough time to figure that out?
No, I couldn't.
Crazy fans out there.
Yeah, there's crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, you've seen those people.
It's definitely like the nails. Like girls would definitely remember those nails,
yeah,
and then like
acrylics.
the Rolex on there.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about it? It's kind of cool to see. It's kind of a cool thing. I don't know your
ex-girlfriend
and the biggest rapper.
Kind of goated.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's like. I don't think he knew. All
right, guys, we want to thank our podcast sponsor real quick. NordVPN. This is an exciting one. I've used VPNs for a while. It's whenever you want to watch a show that's only in Canada or like Europe, you can watch
like
NordVPN.
The original Office, the UK version.
Yeah.
Use the VPN. Boom. Original Office.
Yeah, exactly. It not only protects you, but also gives you access to all the content around the world, right? It allows you to be anywhere in the world.
It's a really easy app to use, too. Like you can like literally just download it, put it on your desktop, and then just click connect, and it'll literally get you connected and secure anywhere, like in the U.S., Canada, anywhere you really want to be.
It's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it.
That's how you
get
around
those. Restricted from some sites, but like with these VPNs, I can...
Dude, Crispy breaking all restrictions.
With these... with this VPN, I can be in Afghanistan. I'm completely safe. I flipper dip and love it.
Yeah, you can grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/thesync to get a huge discount on your NordVPN plan, plus free threat protection, plus one additional month for free. It completely risk-free with NordVPN, with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to nordvpn.com/thesync.
But that is pretty cool, yeah. Like, if that was my hand, I'd be posting that everywhere. I'd be like, yo, exactly. That motherfucker posted my hand.
Where's my steak sponsorship?
Dude, seriously. He won like $3 million with...
$15 million on Black 11.
Yeah.
That's where all my money's going on steak.
Black steak, black splits, baby.
But they're faking that, right? Like, they go to an influencer and they say, we'll give you a ton of money, but you will obviously win more.
I don't know, dude. I DM'd them. They actually, like, follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to work with steak.
Dude, that's crazy.
So that's, like, so fun. Yeah. Just to gamble? Hell yeah.
And most times, like, the people get, like, these boosted accounts, which they get, you know, they win a lot more. They're showing it. People.
I don't think it's a boosted account. I think you just get free money.
Oh, yeah.
I think you get like $200,000.
What I know is some of my friends that have it, it's like they get money put in their account, like free money, and then they get a percentage of the winnings.
Okay. Oh, wow. So it's not like an all cash out pay.
Yes, people were getting shit before because people were getting a percentage of the losses that their fans would get. So it's like,
I think that still is a thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, they're still getting that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll be betting on that when you fight Liam Payne. That shit's been going on, bro. What's happening with that? Yeah.
Dude, that's like, it's actually very realistic.
that's a wild fight.
That's what was crazy. And I didn't think anything of it. I kind of like just tweeted it because I was like, hi. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'd actually do it.
Yeah. Well, where did it start? What
some fan account, like a huge hairy fan account, tweeted. He obviously went on that Impulsive podcast. Yeah. And he was saying like all that crazy shit. And he said he wanted to fight some influencers or something. And then a huge hairy fan account tweeted the Tana meme that said, I'm team Bryce on God or whatever. And the caption was like, whenever Bryce and Liam schedule their boxing match. And then I just quoted it. And I was like, oh, dude, don't bring this meme back, please. But then, and then I thought like 2 minutes after I tweeted that, I was like, wait, actually?
That'd be a huge fight. That's way better than the Island Boys fight.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying fuck the Island Boys. Nobody cares about them anymore.
Yeah, they really suck.
Dude.
The only reason they were getting views, too, is because I was like, I even told them this. I was like, yo, I'll help you guys. Yeah. Like, here's a fight. This will get you guys talked about. Even if you lose, you guys will get numbers and money for it.
What did they say to that?
One of them was like ready to sign the contract, but I'm not fighting one of them.
Yeah.
That's
it would be like, what, you against both of them?
Yeah.
That would be sick.
I wanted to fight both of them.
Have you seen their videos? They're just running around fucking.
I think they just do it for like, they know they're clowned. Like, they know they're memed. I would hope so.
But did you try to bring them in? Like, because.
I tried. It's like, I don't think it's going to happen. And honestly, if Liam Payne wants to box.
Oh, yeah, take that.
Picking Liam Payne over the Island Boys any day.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, I'll pick Alex Wasabi over the Island Boys at this point. Like, it's just nobody's, like, ready. Yeah. I don't know why.
Alex Wasabi, if you text him, would fight.
I did.
Really?
I did so many
Alex
times.
Alex knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Alex so many times. Seems really, like, he like, really wants to box.
He has a full-on, like, I've boxing done it so gym many times. In his, like, in his house.
I've done it garage. So many times, you don't understand. And I'm not going to be the guy that's like desperately trying to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Because then the DMs come out like, oh, he was just begging me to come on and fight him.
Yeah. So I'm not desperately like going to try. I said, I'm down. I'm down to fight you. I'm down to fight you. I'm down to fight you.
Has Liam ever like came out yet? Has said anything to you?
No, but his ex-fiance did.
She's team Bryce. Oh, God. That's funny. Yeah. So.
That fight would be insane because those fans are
you should just slide in your DMs. Like we were talking about yesterday. Just pull Conor McGregor, be like, your wife's in my DMs.
Oh, I already did. But it was like, but I'm in her DMs in a way where it's like just friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I literally just said the video was hilarious. I said, here, I'll show you the DMs. It's like not bad, you know? I'm not like trying to, dude, she's probably going through some trauma right now. Like I'm not going to slide.
She's a rebound, dude. Hit her up.
But you know what I mean? All right, there we go. See, I said hilarious video, by the way. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, so
that's funny.
Thanks, beast.
Thanks.
Thanks, boss.
Come over.
Yeah. I would assume that some of your fans might also be One Direction fans.
They, dude,
would
to
that
be,
be
honest,
wrong to assume? Or is, because I feel like your fans did kind of shift to like, they changed a little bit, but And now they're
changing. I think they're more guys now, I feel like.
But I feel like back in like that, like even Addison fans.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, I didn't get much negative feedback. Yeah. Like if you look at all of the replies, they're all like, do it.
Yeah.
Fuck him up.
Yeah. Like fuck him up. Like, dude, I've gotten tagged in all these huge TikTok reposts of my tweet and they're just like, fuck him up, bro.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the fans don't like Liam for some reason. Because he was
saying,
just talking.
He was saying all the stuff about Zane.
Yeah, he was just talking shit about Zane and how he's
and
like
he was
a
acting
psychopath.
Like really tough on Logan's podcast. And I know exactly what was happening. Like he was definitely drinking like a little too much. Yeah. He started like really getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And he was trying to like low-key impress like all these like big names.
Because he's like the big rock star. Yeah. He's part of
he's
that.
He's like, yeah,
band.
I know I'm a rock star, but I can fuck somebody up. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, whiskey, am I right? Give me another one.
Yeah.
He was just fucked up.
I thought he was a soccer player at first.
He definitely woke up the next morning like, oh, I said all that. Fuck that. Why'd I drink so much whiskey?
Yeah, his PR team's fucking punching the wall.
The fans are pissed. They're pissed about like him going on that show and like just talking shit.
Well, it made him kind of like relevant in our space, I would say, because I literally had zero idea who he was. I literally had zero idea.
You weren't a fucking One Direction fan?
You don't know the One Direction? Like,
I know Harry Styles and someone of Zayn. I didn't know.
You don't know the.
You
other,
would know.
You don't
Zayn.
Know the other three.
Nope.
Really? You couldn't name the other three.
No.
Okay, I can't name them. You can name all of them.
That is, guys, One Direction is like the
it's
shit.
Like, it's just like,
that's
One
like
Direction.
I might get hate for this, but this might be like the Beatles of our generation.
No!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What the fuck?
That's the Backstreet Boys. And then.
Okay.
And then NSYNC.
The Beatles of our generation is One Direction.
I mean, in the fan sense. In the fan sense, like where like
they were pretty
Beatles,
famous, dude.
The Beatles, when a girl back in the 60s would see the Beatles, they'd cry. Same with One Direction.
Yes, but the Beatles crossed all these generations where you had these 16-year-olds crying. Then you had the 50-year-olds going crazy for them. One Direction, I don't know, man. It's not the same. And
I don't think it.
Harry Styles. I don't know. I feel like there's some 50-year-olds out there bumping like the story of my life.
Yeah, that song goes hard.
Yeah, that song is big. The keys.
That one gets you. That gets so good. Goosebumps.
Yeah, it just gets like...
On like a Friday night football game, it's cold.
You guys know damn well when, like, right before a game, you'd put your headphones in so no one would judge you or hear you, and you're bumping some One Direction.
Yeah.
You should get a One Direction like shirt and then do like an Instagram post.
I already did, dude.
Yeah. Oh, you have one? Come on. Like, do like an Instagram post and have like no one.
Come on,
notice.
I'm fast with this shit. I already had an As It Was merch. Like, I had the Harry Styles song, signed. As It Was. Did that in the recent YouTube video. And then I had, well, actually, Josh. Went to some random factory where he makes shirts and it's like a Photoshop picture of me punching Liam in the face.
That is clown.
And then I wore that yesterday. It was hilarious.
That's funny as fuck.
I think that would be probably one of the biggest like entertainment fights.
I know. I feel like more people that don't even watch boxing would watch that because of it.
Yeah, 100%.
If you got everyone from One Direction there, everyone's from Sway there.
You know, another reason, like, dude, it would be so big because I know deep in my thoughts, I know like... All the One Direction guys would watch it. They're probably gonna post it, but they're gonna watch
they're
it.
They're definitely
like Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is like, come on, Bryce.
Damn. Team Bryce on good.
Bryce is kind of a One Direction fanboy. Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of seeping out. It's seeping through.
By saying that they're like a Beatles.
Seeping through. I would say like I respect. What
there's
they
a
did.
Harry Styles poster somewhere in your room.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe in the closet. It's rolled up
with a hole cut out of it.
My background's Harry Styles. I'm like, no.
Stop.
Yeah, but to say like the Beatles, that's like fight. That's like saying you would be fighting Ringo Starr.
That's
like
saying
Paul
Jake
McCartney.
Paul is Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah, I don't quite agree that they're
okay.
Like,
that's not even close to what I said.
The Beatles are the greatest of all time.
I know that. I never said they weren't. But I'm saying that this, like One Direction was our generations, because we weren't born in the 40s. We weren't born in the 50s.
Yeah.
Like, this is our generation of the big band that's like the it band, you know?
Imagine Dragons, they're not it.
Imagine Dragons, you eat nuts in your mouth.
Get shit on. Yeah, actually shit on.
I bet I'm going to get so many like hate comments from that. just me saying that. It's like,
gotta be
I didn't mean it like that. I meant like the fan aspect, how they are the it band.
Yeah, he means like they're better than the Beatles, actually. Okay. I think is what Bryce is saying. Yeah. Speaking of fighting, dude, all that shit's going on with Taylor, too. All you've been in the news for the last couple of weeks because of that. People have been asking you in the streets. Dude, are we even like, are people... That just died down. Like, it's not really...
The Taylor situation?
It was so big for so long. People got shut up, right? They got the cease and desist. And that's the end of it.
Just people can't... Yeah, I feel like just people can't talk about it. But...
Yeah, I mean, it's just like... the only reason his name is even like a minuscule thought in people's mind is because of me. I mentioned his name in that TMZ shit, but it's because he said he doesn't know me. It's just hilarious that he goes on all the podcasts like that he reaches out to and all these news outlets like obviously steer away from all the allegations on him to promote his music, and then still is inevitably is that what asked about me. It's hilarious. Yeah. I think it's so funny, and I want to keep seeing it happen.
Well, and he's doing a great job because that's like one of the topics like that you're in right now. So like every news source is going to ask you about that topic too.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he was trying to promote his music because I see him go on things like he went on BFFs and all that stuff. It's just awkward. He has nothing to say.
Well, yeah, it's like weird as fuck. Shit, dude. Like, why would you even go on any of these news outlets to say a whole lot of fucking nothing?
Well, no, it was like...
Like, at least defend yourself.
Far from nothing.
At least defend yourself.
Yeah.
At least.
It was like, he's not even doing that.
It's like, and if it's not true, so if these allegations aren't true, why are you sending out cease and desist?
Yeah.
What are people talking about? Why are we supposed to shut up?
Yeah, what was he cease and desisting to? Like, it doesn't...
I don't know.
Because he went on BFFs and it was literally like alphabet soup. This is literally just like ridiculous.
I have no idea why he's doing that, but he's saying a whole lot of fucking nothing and defending a whole lot of nothing.
He's just shutting up people for the future, I guess. Yeah, just not say anything.
A lot of paperwork for a couple sentences.
Yeah. It's weird that he sent all those cease and desists out.
Yeah, you think how do you afford that with only selling 36 pay-per-view tickets?
Dude, I heard that way before and I didn't believe it.
No, it's true.
It's true?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I thought it was 12.
No, I actually might have overplayed it. Yeah, he sold close to zero.
I think my IG lives get more views than that.
I feel like I can sell more tickets by posting on my story.
Yeah. I mean, have you guys ever seen like a real diehard fan of Taylor Holder? Have you guys even seen him get like recognized in public?
Have you seen this tattoo?
I tried to like not hang out with him.
You know, I kinda stay away. I wasn't talking shit or even saying his name because like who the fuck talks about him?
Yeah.
Until he sent me the cease and desist.
Yeah. Because like, then he's telling me to shut up.
Because then I'm like, that just makes all you right, so much more. I got the cease and desist. Like now it's like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to go to legal with me? Mm-hmm. Do it. All right. You wanna fight me in the street? All right. Do it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not. There's nothing that he could do to stop me from doing anything. And that's the funniest part because everyone's so scared of these cease and desists. I laughed at it. Yeah. I saw it. It was the funniest thing.
People were pretty freaked out when they first got there. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Well, most people don't know like how legal works. It's like a cease and desist only works if you're lying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, I haven't said any straightforward like thoughts about it. I just will continue to clown on Taylor Holder because he's a clown.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. And I think he should really worry about those things getting out if they're true, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Because if they were
just fuck him up. Fuck him up for life.
Yeah,
he'd be done. Yeah, well, you say that, but then CNMA's back now. Does it really matter?
It already fucked up a bunch of shit for him, though.
Yeah, we like brand deals, I mean, obviously,
yeah,
right?
He has zero brand deals. All his brands dropped him. All his roommates, even his cousin, moved out of his house abruptly over these allegations. And now he started an OnlyFans. So obviously,
check it out.
Yeah, obviously, obviously, money's not coming in for him.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild. Damn.
I mean, speaking on the topic, have you watched Sienna May's comeback video?
I have, but I never really even like paid attention to that.
I think it's just funny because she's saying that she got canceled for sexual assault, and then she came back. Like saying I'm out of the cancel culture.
Yeah, like sexual assault isn't really like a cancel. It's not like a cancelable offense. It's like more just.
It's a wimp.
Yeah, I don't really even know anything about that.
But it's weird because I would hear like people who run like brands and they're like, oh yeah, we're thinking about working with this person, right? And I know this person just got like went into horrible shit a couple months ago and it's bad. And it goes, oh yeah, we heard about that. We're just waiting for it to die down. It's always like, I'm like, it was the most casual. Like, yeah, we're just waiting for it to die down. I'm bro. Yeah. They could be like in jail. Like, what are you talking about?
That's their moneymaker. Like, their management, like, totally tells them to do that.
I'd stay away from that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. We talked about Island Boys for a little bit. You're acting now? What's been going on with that? Well, you were in the movie on Netflix for She's All That.
Yeah. I'm shooting the movie in 2 weeks, actually.
Hell yeah.
The horror movie?
Yeah.
Is it in LA?
Yeah.
That's
it. It's at the old Sway House.
Really?
Wait, what is it? Who's putting together?
Ryan Cavanaugh and the writers and producers of Saul.
Damn.
Yeah, because they live right next to the old Hype House, right? I met the guy that directed Saw. Okay, never mind. Maybe not.
No. The writers.
Okay.
Yeah, the writers and I guess, the producers as well. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where the producer lives. I know where the writer lives.
Damn.
Do you think the horror movie set will be scary? Like, I've always wanted that.
It's more of like a dramedy.
Oh, it's scary movie one.
Yeah, it's going to be gruesome. It's going to be like gross.
Oh, shit.
Right? But it's also like talking about social media norms and how toxic social media is. So it's like obviously these animated people that are on social media or how the public thinks social media people are, where it's like, hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the blah.
Yeah.
then you get off the camera and you're like, oh, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like a dramedy. It's like you see this type of shit, but then people, you know, die.
Is the bad guy like? Is it like the influencers? Like fans going crazy after the person?
I guess you'll have to watch and find out, right?
No, I actually want to see it.
It'll actually be lit to watch.
Are you a big part? Like a big?
Yeah,
big
I'm role? One of the leads.
That's fucking lit.
Yeah.
Wait, on the call list, are you top five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a nice trailer?
Huh?
Did you get like a nice room, like get ready room?
I mean, I don't know where, because it's the Bel Air Sway House.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like how that's gonna work?
It's funny. You used to live there, and now
like imagine I'm just staying there.
Just filming in your own room,
just by myself.
You should film a TikTok though, like in front of whatever.
I got the house back.
Yeah,
sway revamp. I'm following Hype House steps. We're revamping this shit.
Make fucking merch.
Send me applications if you can take your shirt off and have washboard abs.
That would actually be fucking hilarious because I'm like thinking back to like what was that two and a half years ago?
Yeah, two years ago.
Sway was. Like just becoming Sway. When Sway was Sway.
2019, end of 2019, early 2020.
Yeah.
Prime. Damn, dude, that was two and a half years ago.
That's
holy shit.
Back when everybody was friends and shit.
I know. Oh, I'm still friends with like all of them.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that you aren't. I'm just saying like it seems like there was a fucking bomb that got dropped and whatever.
Yeah, I know. There's definitely some drama with some of the Sway members.
Well, it's all just evolved around girlfriends. I feel like that's the
thing. Dude, maybe it's like. We should just stop dating.
I think
girls
that would solve so many problems.
Yeah, asexual influencers, just people who just want to be forever alone. Yeah. That's the only way to kind of make it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just done like dealing with just like bullshit, just like random bullshit. Like you don't dude, it's deal like with bullshit with dudes.
Is it just me too, or is the internet like so really
dead.
Boring?
It's so dead. Dead.
It's only just Josh and Nessa, and who gives a fuck about Josh and Nessa?
Or like it's like Josh and a new girl, and then Josh and Nessa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the whole
and
thing.
Now it's me and Liam Payne.
Yeah. Yo, Josh, you've been carrying on your back for a little bit. We'll try to come in and like more people to create. But there's nothing going on. People aren't doing things. People aren't like going to saddle and getting into fights like they used to. That isn't even directed at you. That's directed at like everyone in general. But I'm just, you know what I mean? Like that isn't happening anymore. Yeah. Like at the same level that it used to be. But you've been around for a long time. You've seen things come and go, and you know.
I mean,
normal.
Dude, most of the fucking TikTokers fell off.
Oh yeah.
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 It's more of just like the boxing is coming in too, and all the influencers I'm trying to box. I'm actually like gonna like do something like good in my life instead of like just making drama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're trying to focus.
People are traveling again too, which is like sick because then people like go to like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they like go to different states and shit.
We also want to thank our new partners that we're working with. This is sick. We're working with Squads. It's a new Web3 platform. We're on there and it allows us to kind of give you guys exclusive access, exclusive content, unique experiences. So, yeah, go check it out. Squads app. What are some of the features that are on the Squads app?
It's actually really cool. Like, you can literally like be in videos with Burke or Chris. We'll be like dropping merch on there. We have a big thing that's coming up in like 2 months. We're probably going to fly people out. Coming out with us for the day at like Universal, something like that. We just got a lot of stuff going on. It's a really cool app. You can call us on it. You can chat, play games with Chris and Berg, see behind the scenes content from the podcast. And it's actually really easy to join. You pretty much just go on our Squads app, and then you'll buy a coin for our squad, and then you'll be part of it, and then you'll get access to all of the stuff that we offer on our app.
How much is a coin?
Right now it's $5. We have the cheapest Squads coin because we're the newest creator on it. So go join our squad. Jump on.
And that's sick. We could fly them out. We could do like trips to Universal. Do real, you know, do these events with
take
people.
Take them to LA parties. No. No, we are not taking any fan to a party with Bert.
Never. Why, dude? That'd be lit.
You're gonna end up in they're gonna end up in the drunk tank.
That'd be lit. You're gonna have a good time.
Seriously, go check out Squads. We'll be working with them. We're gonna be on that platform. But yeah, we got some big stuff coming with them. Stay tuned for more announcements. But we're stoked for it. Chris, Kai, and Burke are gonna be running that.
Let's do it.
But how the fighting is yeah. like what's keeping hype yeah, around exactly. social media right now, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, when you first kind of went through it, like when you popped up in the beginning, you told us like I think last interview that you popped off, kind of just were losing followers, losing viewers, and then when you found like these new ways to create content, started blowing up again, right? And that's like normal. You're around forever, but everyone doesn't know you till a certain point. Like you've seen content come in and out. How does it? Does this feel like it did before, like when Vine died and you're waiting for something
yeah,
else?
Yeah. I'm kind of like doing that again yeah. right now. So like I'm completely revamping. No, it's not revamp. It's like shift. Yeah, a content shift, yeah. A character development. I feel like I'm getting older. I got the goatee.
Yeah.
So I'm doing something completely different. It's actually working.
Yeah. Good. What are you noticing that's like really like the feedback, the audience comments?
The feedback and just the numbers going up.
That's awesome.
Which is like new again. Because yeah. it was actually stagnant at one point, and then it was like really dropping. And I was like, holy fuck, like what do I do right now? And then I started, you know, changing my content, and it actually works.
Do you feel like that same like anxiety whenever that starts happening? Like, you know, because it always happens. You always feel that, but you feel dumb for feeling that because you always find a way out of it, and it always comes and goes.
Well, my old solution used to be like drama. Right. So it was like drama, like, okay, what can I do right now? All right, let me fucking...
But no one's doing shit.
Let me talk shit about somebody.
Slap someone in the face.
Let me talk shit about somebody, and it'll get the numbers back up. But it's like I realized, fuck, that's just... I don't want the hate.
Yeah.
Like, everyone hated me.
What's a moment that you remember, like, you did that consciously?
The... First time I did it with the Island Boys, but I came at it like in a different way. So like for the boxing,
yeah.
Again, when I went in the boxing match with Austin McBroom, I was like, all right, I'm gonna be the fucking Conor McGregor. I'll do all the shit talking, right?
Yeah.
And then I watched the Deji fight and all the undercards and all the press conferences.
Yeah.
And I actually got inspiration from Face Temper. So Face Temper, shout out you.
Yeah.
You are a huge cause to my new character. He was doing this trolley responses to King Kenny. Do you remember King Kenny and
the
Temper?
UK guy?
Do you remember their press conference face to face, how he was like kind of trolling him more? Like King Kenny was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then Temper's like, what do you mean?
He was like play around with it a little bit.
How do you feel? You just got pranked. And I'm like, dude, that's fucking hilarious. Like that. So I did that approach towards the Island Boys, got some love, because everyone's like, oh, he's not a little douchebag.
Yeah.
It's like, by the way, it was never really a douchebag. It was promotion. It's promotion, and it obviously wasn't the right way to do
and
it.
A little bit of douchebag.
And a little, yeah, I got humbled, but a little bit of douchebag.
It does take a humbling experience. Like,
yeah.
Humbling is something that's very interesting. Like, you just feel like, I just got humbled. Yeah. Like, almost shitting your pants. Incredibly humbling.
But so then you use like you do that strategically with the Island Boys, and then you kind of feel you don't want the
then I real like, dude, that type of comedy, like I've always kind of just never really put my humor out on social media.
Yeah.
And how I think I'm funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You make fucking hilarious jokes, but there are things you can't say right on camera.
Yeah. So I make those type of jokes. How do I change it and put it into into content form? Yeah. And that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's sick. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot more free.
Like kind of, it looks like the I don't give a fuck mentality. Like the I don't give a fuck, but in a like funny way.
Yeah. You actually take like multiple takes at it.
Yeah, it's like oh shit, that fart wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it's like doing organic comedy is the most unorganic thing, because you just keep on like rephrasing it, trying to make it sound good. You're trying to make it sound normal.
Yeah, well, in like jokes these days, like you'll say like a joke and you'll be like, oh.
Didn't land.
Yeah, or am I gonna get canceled with that? And you just like overthink it, so you don't even post it or like whatever. You have to like. There's like a fine line of like jokes.
Yeah, or there's just some shit that's hella funny and it isn't even a joke. Like it's just like the funniest thing ever. Like there was this slice of bread that fell.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's like. It just fell and I like chuckled at it, and all the comments were like, bro, funniest shit ever.
Or fucking
epic video. I'm like, no fucking way other people are thinking this is funny too. Cause it was actually fucking hilarious. Like falls over, just video's over.
Or farts, dude. Farts are fucking
farts
hilarious.
Are still funny.
Dude, I've been farting in my TikToks.
These two guys yesterday literally were just fucking. Bryce usually will fart and he'll roll up the windows and just lock the fucking door, lock the windows, and just steam box the fucking car.
Dutch oven.
It's like,
But his farts are hilarious. I don't think they'll ever get old.
Yeah, we were talking about Jackass before this. Like that was all dicks and farts, and that stuff is still so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I wonder when it's gonna stop being funny.
It doesn't ever stop being funny.
Like when I'm 40, if I'm still laughing at my own farts. Like
the day that you fart in the room in the middle of a room like full of strangers and they don't think it's weird, yeah. That's when it's not funny. Yeah, but yeah. It's only funny that it's always awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're like in geriatric, yeah. You're like in the fucking retirement home. <hundred.
laughs> That was a good one, Hank.
It's like, why are farts so funny? Like, what's the psychological breakdown of a fart being funny? Is it the noise? Or is it the thought that air is coming out of your asshole right
now? I think
now?
The word fart. It's just a funny word. When it comes out of your tongue, fart.
There's some people that should be like banned from farting, bro. Like some people should not be allowed.
Like Zach. Exactly.
No, bro. Like there's some people that have literally like dead shit inside them. And it comes out in form of a fart.
Well, have you heard the game? It's called Home Run. And then you're in like a car, like in a van on a road trip. And someone rips ass. And then if you can smell in the third row, it's a triple. And that's what you'd say. Like, that's that's a triple. That's a home run. I'm in the back.
That's fun.
I bet you play that game with yourself.
I just inside the park home run. It just came right back to me.
Yeah. That is so gross that like that's just coming out of your asshole and people can smell it.
Also, like fucking dude, when people draw dicks on shit. It's literally the funniest thing. Like if you just like see like a random Starbucks table and there's a dick on it, I'm like,
that's good.
That was fun. That's a good one.
Take a photo of it.
I swear we're all in our 20s.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Jackass, they had what about that? Like no one's doing like a Jackass type content as like their content. You know,
Matt's World.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Matt's World is it. You know what? You're right. A lot of people do it.
Yeah,
it hurts really bad.
And now Jesse from Nelk.
Yeah, what's he doing?
The Full Send shit. It's like all hidden camera shows.
Really?
Where it's all like hidden camera shows where like you act like you're a normal server or like an instructor, and then you just fuck up. You have someone in your mic telling you. Bro. It's like Impractical Joker type style.
They kill it.
You did like the taser one. Yeah. That was
funny. That was fun. That was actually fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like Impractical Jokers, they blow up on YouTube. It's just old, regular-looking dads doing it, mm-hmm. And people love it. It's funny. I watch it all the time.
It's hilarious.
They have a great setup, though, too.
Yeah, that's true. And they're just like, you know, childhood best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, but didn't they just cancel because one of them...
Joe left.
Yeah, damn.
Joe left?
Joe really? Gatto.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a divorce, right?
Yeah, it was brutal, and he just wanted to spend time with his family.
Fuck that guy.
No!
We need another season, dude. Bullshit.
No, they're doing it with just the three of them. Yeah. So when you go into like an audition with like for acting, what are the producers like? Because when I saw you in the Netflix movie like with Addison, I was like, it's weird because I thought you're gonna break the fourth wall. You know, I thought you're gonna be like, hey guys, yeah, I'm Bryce here. You guys know like. Because
they were talking about like real social media people in it too, like Brent Rivera's party. And then like yeah,
but I can see what you mean. A different person.
I'm there. That was my only scene. Yeah. And they literally said, you just say, oh. I'm like, okay. They're like, more emphasis. like, what?
How many cuts did it take?
That was only like three.
Oh.
But it was because of that huge monologue, I mean.
Right. Did you get paid for it?
No. I did it. It's like my girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. Sure. So I was like, fuck it.
Oh, wow. Oh. I didn't even realize that.
You filmed.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
It was for Addison because in the first make they did like the couple, the couple in real life actually,
They
were cameoed with the guy or was it a girl? It was the girl that cameoed in the guy's movie. So then she did the remake and then I cameoed in her movie.
I get that.
It's kind of lit.
Yeah. That is sick. Yeah. Okay. Because when it came out, you guys weren't together, and I was like, oh, I guess you were just trying to. You were in the movie.
It's like that was my part. Got paid a lot of money for that.
So, but what do producers say? Do they see it as like, oh, we get to get Bryce Hall in this movie? Or are they trying to figure out like, can this kid act? What is like, because
no, they just wanted to be in it.
They just want, but
yeah, like a familiar face.
What about like in other movies? Like going when you're auditioning now, how do people?
Yeah, no, it's like, dude, it sucks to say, but it's like the social media definitely is an advantage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did it's like if you can even minorly act. Like you can get a movie role.
What do you think?
If you can act, then you can be in better movies, and you know, it can actually be like a thing for you, which is cool.
And that's what you want to do?
I'm testing the waters.
Yeah.
I genuinely enjoy like filming in front of cameras, so I can't imagine why a bigger camera on me wouldn't appeal to me.
Right.
I feel like the horror movies and just like kind of like the
it's my
like,
favorite genre.
Yeah. Like I feel like it'd be fun. I don't know. I feel like it'd be fun
getting chased.
But you're playing like not the villain though. You're playing the person being scared, right?
Yeah.
Is that hard?
Yeah, it's gonna be like 10 people in a house, and then there's a killer.
That's damn. Fucking sick.
Is kind of like Imposter.
Yeah, yeah.
Among Us. There's some pretty big cameos in the movie too.
Really? Can you say
Snoop
anyone?
Dogg.
Nah, I can't say anyone.
But they're like real, like big actors.
Yeah, big actors cameo. Yeah,
what is this going on?
Who
is
it? Have no idea yet.
Oh, they're gonna like shop it around.
But it's like
it's on Triller.
Yeah, they just posted on Triller.
It's on Triller in 75 parts.
No, it's gonna be somewhere. I have no idea. I haven't like got into all of it, but it's like it's gonna be legit.
Yeah,
like, it's a huge budget behind the movie.
Must be sick.
And dude, it's the writers, producers of Saul, Ryan Kavanaugh, who's made every single movie, like ever.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, that's not true, but like you know what I mean.
That's gonna be sick, man. Yeah, because we were just, my friend Nathan was walking around the other day in the parking lot. He just got discovered by some producer. He just comes up to me and goes, "Hey, you have a great look for TV.
Yeah,
would love to give you my number." Gets it, comes home. Nathan's like, "Yo, dude, this producer just came up to me at Vaughn's." He says, "I'm gonna."
Dude. Whoa. Dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
Shut
fun,
up.
Dude.
From you, I heard.
Shut
up.
I don't even want
somebody
to.
Don't even try.
Dude, I can tell when it's yours because you fucking push.
What?
There was a lot
that's
of
an out of the park home run.
Hey, rerun that back and let's
there was
see
a
Burke.
Lot of PSI
let's see Burke's face.
That.
Let's see Burke's face versus my face.
I don't have to be at Vaughn's. He says, I'm going to.
Dude. Whoa. Dude. Whoa.
You know what I'm
saying? No, I saw your neck kind of.
I know, didn't fart.
You're trying to like eke one out.
Oh my god! Look at all the sink guys like like teaming up on me.
You had heat signature technology. Yeah. We'll get to see where it leaks out of.
We're gonna get a UV light up. This. See what fucking remnants.
That was
left
not
over.
Me. I would take ownership to that.
That was a fucking squeaker.
That was no. That was an exploder.
That was a bomb.
Yeah, that was out of the parker. That was no bunt.
Anyways, see guys, we're all in our 20s and we just reacted to a fart for the past minute.
And we loved it.
It was a good fart.
Every minute.
It was a pretty good sound fart. Good job.
Yeah. I'll contribute later.
See? He just
admitted to it.
I admitted that I smelled it.
Dude,
Burke's
sus. We'll run the replay.
Burke's sus. I think Burke did it.
It was.
Whoever smelt it dealt. It's what I heard.
Everybody, the rhyme of the crime, bitch.
Oh.
Get he got off. You back. He got you back right there.
But that's like the easiest comeback right there.
Yeah. So yeah. Movies.
So back to professional
it's
talk.
Sick that you admit.
We're
like,
going on the Nathan thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So he gets the producer and says, "Hey, I think you're going to be great for TV." He comes home and goes, "Guys, I got discovered today. Like, someone came up to me and he discovered me."
I'm like, this is lit. This like, is,
it's epic.
Yeah. Like,
he's going to get a shot.
Like, run it.
He's going to play like the Filipino next Iron Man. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets the call and they're like, you know, he wants to hear when the audition is. And he goes, "Hey, would you feel comfortable doing some photo shoots in underwear and we would just shoot you and it'd be super casual?" And just, you could see like the.
It was just straight, just porn.
It's straight porn.
Straight porn.
It's a porn casting.
It was a porn casting?
It was a porn casting.
I don't think it was necessarily a porn casting.
No, they wanted to get
like
a size of his dick in underwear. Just to be like, oh, does he have a big enough cock for his porn?
I thought it was just more photos for the guy, and the guy was just creepy.
It could have been that too. But he just asked for like these pictures of him.
G7X.
But he lives like up like above us. He's Kai's best friend, so.
He lives here?
No.
No. He got scared.
Kai was about to go up to his room afterwards.
It's like, wait, I want a shot.
Take some sexy underwear photos in Burke's underwear.
Yeah, that's fucking gross.
So I think it's sick that you'd like admit that it helps you a lot to like go into those auditions, because I've talked to influencers who have millions of followers and they're like, yeah, but it's not about that. It's about the acting skill. I'm like, dude, they know definitely. You're gonna put people in fucking seats.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but
even if it's like 100, they're still gonna put
exactly
people in seats. Yeah.
I'm glad it's like something legit too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, those influencers that like will go into like a shitty film,
Awesomeness TV.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Like one of those like brat TVs.
Right.
Yeah. And then like, yeah, I'm an actor. They put it in their bio.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same at all.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's like this has like a legit background behind it with an amazing concept.
Yeah,
it's actually like so sick.
That's that is sick.
If it's in a theater, that'd be lit.
Yeah, I know. And then, you guys are gonna come to the premiere.
I hope it's not too spooky, dude. I don't want to get fucking spooked. And I tell you, dude, some of those fucking movies, man.
It's gonna be gross,
dude. I like
if you have sensitive. If you have a sensitive taste to gore, like gory shit, it might not be the movie.
Like, I watch horror movies like this. Like, I like plug my ears. And
it's not. It's not like a Paranormal Activity. That's like those type of movies, like
it's
the
like
ghost,
Scream.
The paranormal
it's
shit.
Like Scream,
yeah,
right?
It's like one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. Like, okay. There's a lot of fucking blood. There's like probably
like you'll
a
see
lot
someone's like fucking face split in half.
Oh, what?
Well, I mean, that's just an example. Like that type
that
of gore.
Level.
Yeah, that type of gore is going to be in it.
Well, we'll be at the premiere. I mean, actually, he's the worst person to go to a premiere with.
He's going
to
be hammered.
Do you remember what happened? Oh, yeah. So we go to one for Quiet Place 2. John Krasinski comes out to say, like, hey, guys, thanks for coming to the movie, and it's about to start. And then he walks off. Movie starts right away. He's in the first shot. Burke just stands up and goes, yo, we just saw that guy.
The whole theater laughing.
He just stands there. We peak, just saw that guy.
Peak of life.
First scene I'm in. Hey, I know him.
I know that guy.
He's right here.
He was on my pod.
Imagine no one laughed.
You like, just turn around and go, I don't know that guy.
All the other actors on set are like, what?
Get the fuck out of here. One of my TikTok friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to the Amazon one for The Wild.
Yeah.
And oh my God, dude, I don't know why they always like decide to put an open bar at premieres. Oh, it's so probably fun. The stupidest thing ever. Like an open bar at a movie theater. You think a bunch of drunk people are going to just sit there and watch a movie and be like, oh, this is entertaining. Let me have another shot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be like that. So at the Wild premiere, everyone was hammered. And this is like when I'm sober, like I'm completely sober. And then all of a sudden everyone's just yelling and all the actors from the set. And this is like a pretty big show. It's like a pretty big show. Season 2. All of them just kept turning around and like looked so disappointed that nobody was paying attention. And I felt so bad because I was directly behind them and I was watching it, getting into it. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
And I just felt so bad because the people were so angry. I was like, damn, these people are they were just there. Yeah. This is all the actors and actresses' thoughts on how social media people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's who was mostly invited, right?
Yeah. It's all like social media people.
Well, and everybody in social media can take about a shot and a half and be like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, sure. What are we doing after this? Are we going to Poppy?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want to get white girl waist.
Sink's throwing tonight? Sink? Sink? The sink?
The sink house?
Wait, that one? Oh my God. I know someone there.
I fucked Berkeley.
I fucked Berkeley.
It was pretty quick.
It was before you had a girl. It's like a good 2 minutes.
Solid 20 seconds. But that's crazy. So the actors were like, I mean, that I would feel pretty shitty.
I felt so like secondhand embarrassment. I was like, dude, Rory was like drinking too, because it's like, you know, Rory's a drinker. But he was like watching the show and then seeing the actors and actresses like
Rory's
look
just
back.
A different breed.
He got up in the middle of it, walked over to everybody, said, hey, can you guys shut the fuck up and show them some respect? Let's go. We got invited to this premiere. And you're there right there, and you guys are yelling like little dumbasses.
That's a pretty good Rory. Yeah. That was, wow.
I gave him a little clap.
That's sick. Like, did they shut up?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But I'm saying your Rory impression is like off the charts. That like literally sounded like Rory.
That's kind of like what he said, yeah.
That's
with the Boston accent, though.
Yeah.
That's you fucking dickhead.
When he gets like drunk too, the Boston accent comes out even more.
Him and Johnny. And then Johnny just starts yelling about something. Anything.
The Celtics.
Is Celtics.
Say that again.
The Celtics just fuck you.
He's like, the Celtics won?
If you say the Celtics suck in front of Johnny, he will go off on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we drove by his apartment and someone's like, oh, I think that's Johnny's apartment complex. And I look over and I see this massive Patriots flag on the off of the window. I'm like, oh yeah, that's his apartment. Yeah. But that's cool that you got him to shut up because, I don't know if I...
So disrespectful.
So disrespectful. Yeah, and it's just like bad. And you're like, do you feel like you're kind of like the biggest like social media person there? You don't want to also like see... They look at you and think that you are like representing all of them. You're trying your best to seem like, I'm different than them.
Now, these are the little micro influencers, like the TikTokers with like 100K. Yeah. And they're like, they think they're hot shit.
Yeah.
It's like those fuckers that came. And I was just like, oh my God, this is definitely what all these actors and actresses think how all of us are.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I was like, fuck. And then I went out to the club with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, great show, by the way. Sorry for all those dickheads. And they were like, respect.
That's
I was like, yes. That's
cool. Oh, I wanted to, speaking of the club, do you remember that one night in Poppy when Berkeley kept hitting you in the head with the fifth?
Oh, yeah, that was fucked.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Fun.
I always wanted to talk.
That was Hyde.
Yeah,
that
was Hyde. Oh, it was Hyde. Yeah, I always wanted to talk to you about that because Burke and I were up. Berkeley and I got to that booth early, like before anyone else got there. So it was literally Berkeley and I, and we just like somehow had this booth. So we're like standing on the thing. And then like you pulled up, Johnny pulled, like everybody kind of started showing up. So then everybody came to our booth, but Berkeley was like up top and you were down. And he just kept on. One time just hit you right in the forehead. And you like look at him, you're like, yo, dude, what was that? And Burke's like, my bad, bro. Sorry about that.
It was fun.
10 minutes later, just gets him again. Bryce is like, dude. Come on, man. And Berkeley's like, oh, sorry.
And you can't get mad at Berkeley. You're just like, Berkeley.
And then the girl that you were next to, I was holding like four fucking vodka crayons. I dump one and it literally just
all on her head, face, oh, everything. Oh. And she like looks up at me and I'm like, I don't got anything to say except I'm sorry. Yeah. That was a complete accident. And bad. Then Bert clocks Bryce one more time. Literally, it was in. We were literally just Beavis and Butthead at this booth, just like
we had a pretty good club experience, though.
Dude. That was fun though.
Yeah,
that was like that was four. That caused some drama that night too.
I know, because well, everybody got all mad at me. Ooh. I was like just saying like, "Yo, I'm in the video on TikTok."
Oh
inside.
Yeah, that was that night.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
And then I'm like, "Yeah," and it looked like Dixie and Griffin were standing next to each other because they were. And then
and you're like, "Yo, she's hot as fuck."
Dude, is like, it me or is Dixie them. Just doing a bunch of side missions right now?
No, she is. No, she's not relevant, bro. She's okay, literally going on every other pod.
No, that's not what I meant.
Oh, you are you hating on her for not?
Yeah, she's not my girlfriend, so I'm mad.
No, no, I meant she's like. She's doing a bunch of. I see her like on the most random things.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I'm like
not just her. No, Beck and them going on, like seeing Messi, meeting Messi.
I've never
and
seen
stuff.
Someone get more mad.
Meeting Messi.
You know how Noah Beck like went and met like soccer players.
And Addison met Messi too, and Neymar.
Oh, meeting Messi.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like what, is that a podcast?
Kai sees it and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, dude. No, red. Dude. That was
Motherfucker.
Sick.
Motherfucker. He's like, "We're not sick. Fucking filming today."
All right, Messi or Ronaldo though.
Messi, of course.
I don't watch soccer.
I know, but like, just if you were to pick.
Bale. Ibrahimovic. Jeremy Lynch.
All right, since you guys chose Messi, I'm going Ronaldo.
Why? Do you have a reason soccer? For it?
Yeah, different reasons.
What's the reason?
Like, come on.
He's sexually attracted to him.
Okay.
I mean, I think everyone is.
He's good thighs.
He's fucking crazy
yeah,
thighs.
Dude, so I need someone huge. To start like the first influencer soccer game.
Dude, we...
Like, I know the UK, like the Sidemen, they've already done that, but do it in America.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Yes.
Dude, I'd be so down for that.
Do you know Santi?
Santi does.
Santi, yeah.
He kills it with those.
Yeah, the
games.
Soccer video.
Dude, Kyocer would meg you.
It was actually we played soccer like the Soy Boys. We all played soccer like against each other. It was like me and Kyo on a team, and then like I forget who else was on my team. And then it was like Noah, Josh,
right.
And all them. And I'm like, all right, let's see how good Noah Beck actually is.
Yeah.
First thing, I actually score. And I'm like, all right, the hype isn't really real with him.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. And then he's like, he takes his shirt off. He's like, all right, I'm getting serious. And he just literally dominates us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, good.
He was college, right?
Yeah. He got offers from.
No, Yale? No. He played. That's where. Because he dropped. Yeah,
no, I know, but he got offers from Yale, oh, yeah. I think, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I was talking. Yeah. He was saying that he got offers, but he wanted to completely just do social media.
No, I remember talking to him about it because, like, he was like,
right.
I wish I could do social media, but, like, we can't make money because of the contract I'm in with my college. And I'm like, all right, dude,
right.
Sit down real quick.
That's why.
All right, social media, you can make millions, or you could just put your full dedication to soccer to potentially get this, potentially go pro.
Yeah.
And he was in college in America. Like,
but now he has, but now he has the social media following. And look, he's doing stuff with
PSG.
He got offers because he like did social media. He would have never got those offers.
He's the MLS spokesperson.
MLS.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is. He's the spokesperson.
That's wild. Imagine you guys like took a bong rip or something that night and never talked about that. Like never talked about. Hey, dude, you should do social media. And he just like ended up still playing soccer and no Beck.
Yeah, I mean he probably would have just got the hype because he's like a good looking guy playing soccer.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, like for other reasons.
Yeah. All right, so now that we're older, can we all admit that we cheated on like every test?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
Dude, I've been. Admitting,
I've never. I think only forever. Like one time.
What would be your like strategy? What's your strategy to cheat?
Oh, it's like oh, I'm looking at a question. I'm like, oh. God.
Yeah.
Like the one of these, the teacher's like right here. You're like, oh. And you're like kind of looking at the side eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you like stretch and you're like.
The stretch is a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite. I would always break my pencil. So I'd have to get up and go to the pencil sharpener. And you could literally
You used to go to the pencil sharpener.
How do you think I got through high school, bro? I don't think there's ever been a test that I haven't cheated on.
Yeah.
Except for like.
Kyle was the type of guy. Like there was mechanical pencils.
No, I was
and
nefarious.
There was like the one pencil sharpener in the class.
He's whittling it,
dude.
Well, with a knife, he'd be like, "Let me go step outside."
Well, dude, teacher tried to scam me and shit by doing like ABC tests. Like you know, it's like
you know, there's three different test copies.
Oh my God, I loved when it was ABC tests or like ABCD tests, because then I would like look and I'd be like, all right, that's two over to the right.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
So clean. Yeah. That's such a money move. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my God, it gets me fired up. I love cheating on tests, bro. And getting away with it too.
All right, so if you're a viewer and you have a test coming up, do those strats. Yep. We got you guys.
I love how there was like a row and like you were like diagonal from everybody, so they think that like you see over, and it was just prime.
It was prime.
They could see under the arm. Folders that
the folders would you think I get past the folder?
Dude, but also you know those like people that like you used to copy off of, and then they'd see you cheating and they're like,
ugh, no.
Or the people that were dumber than you were.
What's worse than like when you're doing peer editing, right? Where your other classmate's gonna edit your like quiz or test, and then you hand it out, and you get the one person who's the complete like
dick.
Oh, like, excuse me. What if they didn't write out their complete work? It's like, fuck you, man. Yeah. It's an A or a B plus maybe. Yeah. That's it.
And if you like normally don't do well on shit, B minus.
Yeah.
But like
B minus is pushing it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss those days,
dude. I wish I was like more of a menace in high school. I would have punched kids for that. Like literally, dude. There's some kids I'd love to punch for not giving me good grades on shit like that. That was so mean.
Imagine copying someone and getting all the wrong answers.
No, I like
done that. Well, yeah.
Dude, there's been so like it was so bad in my school that sometimes they would actually do tests that were like completely different.
Like every test.
Oh yeah,
so
every test was completely different. A test, different. B test, C test. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did that.
Yeah, that Wait, was.
We still found fucked. A way. We overcame.
It's more about, I actually think I learned more from cheating on tests than I did from actually taking tests.
It's like it being more sneaky.
I'm like, think outside the box. It makes you more thorough, because I think I actually worked harder on cheating on tests than I did studying on tests.
No, senior year, I had all the tests because I would just look up practice tests, the chapter, and go through all the colleges and find their practice, and you would find all the tests.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, there's literally just like
physics formulas on my
calculator cover. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah,
you can or also inside the water bottle.
Inside
like
the water bottle
right
label.
You can literally just take this off. No.
Yeah, and then you can read it from the inside.
Write it right here.
That was a good one. I got caught one time. Like,
All right, you guys are like really sneaky with it.
I put an acronym in my hat one time for Spanish because it was the answer key, and I memorized the entire. It was like 50 questions. I memorized the entire sequence, but I needed the first five letters and the first and the last five letters to memorize the whole thing. So I like took my hat off, scratched my head. And my teacher like noticed it, came over, takes my test, ripped it in half, and then I was like, "Well, that's fucked." But then I gotta come in and take the test again, and I use the same I use the same acronym.
You just take your hat off and look at it.
So I like scratch my head right, and I would like wear my hat backwards, and then I'd like do it, and then.
But you're just like looking at it.
Yeah, like
no,
I got so it. Wrong.
No, no, like literally that quick. But yeah, anyway, it was That was a bad cheat.
That was a bad cheat.
Good old days.
Cheat in school, not on girls.
Yeah. I'd rather cheat in school than cheat on a girl.
Cause that it just messes it up for the next person.
Yeah.
Just anyone in their life.
Yeah, it's like if you just think about this before you cheat out there. Just know that if you cheat on that person, their relationships in the future are gonna be forever fucked. They're gonna be insecure. They're gonna always think that their partner's cheating. Mm-hmm. You're gonna ruin their life.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that.
Facts.
And maybe do it. No, I'm kidding.
And stop being don't fucking cheat. Annoying and mean. To all those fucking annoying and mean girls.
Or guys. Facts. Oh, yeah. Like if you're one of those kids that I explained where you're trying to cover your test when someone's trying to like cheat off of you.
Just let them have it.
Just let them do it.
No.
Just let
maybe
him do
maybe
it.
Even like do the wrong answers. Fuck with them. Mm-hmm. And then change your answers once they go, you know, exactly. put their thing back.
The best was like the kid that like you would just like never really say anything in class. It was always just like a homie.
Or
you
know,
I like that like one coworker that you were just like friends with only at work, mm-hmm. but you were never friends with anywhere else.
Yeah.
You'd show up at work and you just be like,
did you work normal jobs?
No.
You never worked a normal job?
No.
You've never been a server?
No.
I think you got to. Well, no, not anymore. You got to do it once. You got to work a shitty job once so you know what it's like to
like
work a shitty fucking job.
Apron job.
I mean, I have had friends that did it, and they said it was like the worst thing in the world. So it's like.
It's ass. Dealing with people, ass. Like dealing with like normal people's days is literally the worst. When like I used to work at Chipotle and
that also humbles like, you too.
So fucked.
You're like, wow, I'm in a really good position. Yeah. I feel so shitty for even complaining about anything in my life.
Yeah, being rude to a server, that's one way to.
Well, if you're rude to a server, you should get people punched in the nuts.
Unless you're like, you know,
if you actually mess up.
Unless it's like a civilian on civilian altercation, not like a, you know, get this for me. You know what I mean? Like if you're like
snap at a waiter.
No, like if like the waiter's talking shit, then like you can talk shit back to a waiter. But, like,
but I can also see from coming from them, it's like this is not their end goal. This is just like to make like money on the side.
Right. Yeah.
And they're just like, fuck it. I don't even care about this job anyways. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
you're in college.
So I could see why you're like waiters and waitresses are sometimes like dicky.
Especially here too. Like here is so much they're working to get discovered and then make it into an audition, something like that.
No, I would not. I would be a fucking waiter here. Are you kidding me?
They make so much money.
That's what I'm saying.
So much money. They make money than fucking people with like regular jobs.
But, yeah. Dude, like if you work every single day, like I think Rory was
telling me
he makes like almost 100K a year just from being a waiter.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just saying most of those people who are doing it right now in LA, they're all waiting to like get the show and like get the audition.
They're all waiting.
Wait.
Yeah, you see there?
That was fucking funny.
That was fucking hilarious. Wow. That's a clip.
Fucking clip.
That's a pun.
Your team Josh, your team Nessa. The fans really like, want to fucking know.
They're not even competing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Are you team Jaden or Josh?
Dude, I stay in the middle. Like, I'm friends with both of them.
You just like Machine Gun Kelly?
No, I'm friends with both of them. I don't let their girl drama fucking affect my friendships that I've had for over, like, 2-3 years.
Yeah, that's true. That's it's crazy. Like,
that would, 2 years. That would be weird if it's like, oh, you guys got into a fight over a girl? All right, I'm going to pick a side, though.
Yeah. That's dumb.
I can't diss on Jaden. Jaden has the party animal tattoo on his hand right here.
Dope. That's true.
You know?
Wait, you have that too, right?
Yeah, I know, on my leg.
Did you ever see the Michael Gruen clip on our podcast when I said marry, fuck, kill Griffin, Josh, or Elon Musk? And he said, nope, not answering that. And like it was silent for 10 seconds. And Kai's like, well, okay, on to the next thing. I was like, okay, fuck, marry, kill. Griffin, Josh, Elon Musk. No, I'm not answering that.
The Gruen voice.
Yeah, that guy's like unrecognizable now.
Dude, he's so skinny now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, that just reminded me. Gruen has one of my fucking LaMelo ball cards. My God, I gotta go fucking get that. That's like a $30,000 card.
That's a good card.
It's a $30,000 card?
Yeah.
You should go get it before we post this.
Yeah.
$30,000 for that's crazy.
I know. It's out of 25. There's only 25 of them in the world.
The rookie card?
It's a rookie patch auto.
That's actually pretty sick. Yeah. It's a kind of a cool card.
Yeah. All right. Well, we just went over a ton. Movie. When does the movie like come out? 2 years from now? Is it going to be
No, it's probably going to be early next year.
Okay. So that's not too bad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So we'll be there.
Well, we'll do the premiere. We'll all go. Brooke, just don't get too drunk.
Yep.
I'm wearing my cowboy hat and a suit.
Do it. I'll do it too.
It's actually such a sick
just
fit.
Just a suit, like a fucking tux with a cowboy
Let's
hat.
Go. Black suit, cowboy
and I'll
hat.
I'll only have the mustache.
Yep.
I will too. We need some big fucking. Let's go.
Big boots.
We'll go black Air Force One suit and a cowboy hat.
Black Air Force
really
One.
Really get the people thinking.
Means
I'm going to go
business.
Full samurai outfit.
Just so stupid, dude. Yeah.
Hi, right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure to subscribe. All of Bryce's links will be linked down below. Go follow him. Go check out everything that's going on. But yeah, guys, great podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
Keep cheating on your tests.
Let's do it.
Woo!